You have entered Ghost Town. Happy Halloween.
I'm watching you all close up through my telescope. I can see you there, straining and awaiting for my next terror tale. This is the big warning. If you ain't heard about him yet, watch out. The ghost mice is coming. Yes, they're a-coming. The ghost mice from outer space. Oh, yes, about 1,000 years ago, the Red Demon farms were the fire ghosts on the flaming planet Thorm. In a far heavens was overrun with the venomous little beasties. They come up out of the bowels of the Thorm. Millions of them clawing and gnawing and a-scampering up out of the caverns and the craters. They started to eat. They ate everything inside, yes. They ate the scrumplets and the squilligens of the fire ghosts. And they ate up all the diffybrogs and quine flames. They roost amidst the tall moat on the banks of the Futland Gloosh. They even ate their way into the ashy gloam, where the plague gnomes abide. Hey, yes. Oh, and nothing stopped them. Nothing. And nothing could fill them up or satisfy their hunger, 'cause everything they ate turned into nothing. Oh, terrible. Then one day, old Morblog, the high priest of the flame trolls, and his presidium of waving green canatoles, held a meeting and decided to send the bitter plague of mice down to eat us mortals off the earth. Yes, they lured all the growing herds of ghost mice into big glittering space wagons and blasted them. Spinning out into space, whooming down toward the earth. And they've been blasting them off at us for over 1,000 years. And this morning, the very first of them horrible glittery space wagons come a-whistling down like a shed caught in the gusty fist of a cyclone. Thrashed open on the face of the field where a farmer was a-plowing. And spewed its nasty cargo, all squealing and squeaking out o'er the land. It was delightful, yes, yes, exciting, oh, 'cause the first thing they did was to eat the farmer, yeah, oh, they ate the farmer, yes, they ran at him and ate him up. Yes. They ate him up vicious-like and left him a-standing there, tooth clean, a skeleton in rags. Then they ate his mules tied there into the plow, and they foraged on, eating up every little thing as they went, leaving nothing anywhere but quick piles of bones. Bones, yes. Look, an endless line of the wicked space wagons is a-coming in fast now. I can spot them through my telescope. Listen, there's one a-landing out there. Hear it? There's another. Closer this time. And there's another. Out by the village, they're crashing in everywhere. Swooping down into the cities. Plowing into the towns and hamlets. Belching out great waves of the ghosts everywhere. Nasty little things. Soft, squidgy, like little bags of mush with sharp saw teeth in their long snoots. Yes, you can hear them. They're everywhere about you. They're a-gnawing into your kitchens right now. They're a-coming out of your record players, scampering all over your living rooms. Yes, jump into your airplanes, start up your helicopters, hang on to the chandelier, and get into a submarine. I thought I was safe out here. But here comes the Fisto McCro, with two of them riding on his back. Get off of me, you nasty, nasty little things. Go away! Oh, no!
I don't want to live my life again. too close, then you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried. My life, I'll be
horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you. I'll send a small box of smallpox, a large tub of hubbub, your own noose for home use, a crate full of hateful, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. I'll send a lipstick of arsenic, one urn of sunburn, 6 cups of hiccups, a bin full of sinful, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. Monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Looby dooby dooby dooby, 8 pairs of hangnails, some pass cards for graveyards, a werewolf that's your wolf, some bat wings for earrings, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. My dear, you're ravishing. Wherever did you dig up that dress? Monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Looby dooby dooby dooby, green hair for nightwear, some lap robes of earlobes, a hat pin of bat skin, and 3 scraps of kneecaps, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. My dear, since I first laid my eyes on you, I can't get them back in the sockets. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Thank you. There's a delineation between witchcraft and Satanism, basically because Satanists believe and worship Satan in one form or another, and witches do not worship Satan per se. They worship other gods. It could be Baphomet, it could be Hathor, it could be a number of deities, Diana, things like this. Witches are more or less into religions that have to do with the earth and nature and stuff. This book is probably the best book out on the market today on how to do it in witchcraft. And as you can see, it's not just a little treatise. It is a how to do it recipe book. And you can buy this anywhere. I've seen it here in town. And like here, the see gods and goddesses of witchcraft and your coven hierarchy and, you know, how to do different things. This is a regular little cookbook on how to start a witch's coven and get into witchcraft. And it's called Mastering Witchcraft. And then I have Anton LaVey's Satanic Bible, The Black Arts by Richard Cavendish, which is probably the most definitive work on black magic in the world, and then the Dictionary of Satanism. And then this bottom book is a magazine put out by the Church of Satan in California called The Cloven Hoof. And as you can see from the cover of The Cloven Hoof, it pictures a dragon devouring the body of Christ from the cross. Mm-hmm. Now, Satanists, that sums up what Satanism is. Satanism is a direct, knowing blasphemy of the church. When Satanism was first thought up as a religion, as Satanism, there have been people who have worshipped the dark force since recorded history. There's always been a Seth in Egyptian mythology. There was always a Malach in Canaanite mythology. There was always an evil. The Buddhists have an evil god. The Muslims believe in a devil. Everybody has a devil. But as the form of Satanism that we know today in the United States has its roots in the Middle Ages, and as such is a direct strike against the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church was the only representation of Christianity that there was at that time. And so you see a lot of things in Satanism that are blasphemous against Christianity, but take the form of blasphemy against a specific church as well. For example, the Black Mass. Of course, the Mass is the religious service of the Catholic Church, and the Black Mass is nothing more than a Catholic High Mass that has everything about God taken out and things about Satan substituted and blasphemies against God. And a really big part of it is the communion to desecrate the idea of the body and blood of the Lord. For example, there is a lot of bloodletting, a lot of sacrificial bloodletting in Satanism. There are human sacrifices, and they are practiced today. But generally, you'll find people who will sacrifice on their own. Like, for example, I never participated in this human sacrifice. But I do have a scar here on my wrist where 4 times a year there was blood let out of my arm in sacrifice by me to the devil, and a goodly amount, because being the high priest, I had to offer a libation for communion, which means I had to mix my blood with wine, and then my followers had to drink it as a form of sacrament to Satan, and also a form of pledge of loyalty to me. Now, the very interesting thing about the shedding of blood here, and it points up a major fact about Satanism. The blood of Jesus for us Christians is probably is our primary tenet. It was the blood of Jesus that washed away our sins. Without the shedding of blood, to quote the Bible, there is no remission of sins. And the whole reason that Jesus came was to shed his blood. But as you see the blood of Jesus shed, you see a blood shed by God to set people free. And in Satanism, you see a blood shed by the people to put themselves into chains to the devil. Thank you.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door, and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps. Thank you.
first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a doing his stuff, I breathe in down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum, it was a monster's holiday. Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line and the Wolfman came up next. Doing his stuff, I'm breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum, it was a monster's holiday. Uncle Bill, well, he took ill and they sent for me to come. Well, I had to pass by the old graveyard, so I went on the run. There was screaming and moaning, wailing and groaning, scary as a mummy's curse. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that you're gonna have to catch me first. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, I breathe in down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum, it was a monster's holiday. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum, it was a monster's holiday.
Gotcha.
Now leaving Ghost Town. Happy Halloween.